The Mother Looking Tea. So on today's tea is Happy Mother's Day. So if you guys are viewing this another day, hopefully you guys view this by today. So if you're viewing this today, then Happy Mother's Day, or it might be another day, or it might be this week. But I'm just gonna. So pretty much on this episode, I'm going to pretty much do my conspiracy theories on how Mother's Day got made. Now, thank your mother, hug your mother, say, hello, mom. My brother's in the background. Please ignore him. Please don't mind him. Please. Don't know why I went to a solo, but that was bad. So I'm just going to do conspiracy theory on how this pretty much day got made. And I'm going to do it in 3, 2, 1, let's roll it. So, on how this day got made is, my conspiracy is, it got made because of a mom. So, 16,000 years ago, this got made by some mom on a ship where when the like explorers were so popular back in the day. Like 15,000 years ago, when Christopher Columbus, like explored the world and stuff. So there was a mom on his ship. They were going to the European. I am bad at history. I know Christopher Columbus, but I am bad at history and math yearing. I am bad at that. Okay, so back on the episode. A mom had 7 children. She loved all of them, each and very much. But she had no off day. She was really tired. She was getting mad, frustrated. She was like, why are these kids so annoying and so bratty and this and that and this? And I hate this kid so much. I'm starting to unlike them now. And I just want my day called Mother's Day. So that, oh, Malik! I had to take a little break because the episodes are really short. So I'm trying to make this episode short because I just make all my episodes short. So pretty much what they did was so they said, okay, so we're gonna make this Mother's Day because she, this only woman, wants one. So they asked other people, like they were like, hey, since you're a mom, do you want your day off because you have so many kids and you are always in that bed doing something, not just sleeping, you're doing something, honey, in that bed. So then all the mothers said, yes, we need a break from our annoying children, our mind, our rest, our husbands that you picked for us. I want to divorce mine already. And pretty much that's how it was made. If that was not how it was made, then you can voice message me if you're on Anchor or comment on a podcast platform that you can thing. But right now I'm not really gonna be worrying about that right now because I don't know. I'm not going to worry about right now. I'm going to get really good at that right now. So, yeah, so I'm not going to get into that in any of that. But what I really wanted to do is get on here and do that. So, my second conspiracy was when Jesus was born. So, when Jesus was still a kid, I think his mom, Mary, made rice. Now, why I say this is because God, if you're religious and you don't believe in God, or if you don't know if you believe in God, well, I do. And if you want to hear this and you don't want to really hear this part, then I would rather go off because this is very religious and I'm going to release it. So, I really think that Mary, so God said, hey, since you work for us all the time, you do this, you do that, you clean my butt, you feed me, you give me money when I sometimes ask for it. But you do all this stuff for me, so why can't you just make some Mother's Day for me? So why can't you just do that? Like, mom, like, come on, like, you need a little break, and you need some hot chocolate and one more child so I can be the only child. Well, he's actually the only child, so. Wait, how is he even made? Wait. How is he born?
You're so ugly.
That's a meme that I just now made. He's so ugly. I need a question. Like, how... Well, like, were they just made, like, the same way or, like, different qualities or what was so different about it? Like, what was different about people making babies back all the way at the beginning of time? That's a question to me. Really hard question. Like, how are... That's a really good question, guys. Like, how are... I know this is, like, really a weird question, but... You guys know what? I don't care if it's a weird question. That's my question, y'all. So, what else I think happened? Another conspiracy thing is some girl, or was a guy, said, my wife needs a full-on break. Sometimes I don't care about her, but she's doing all the work, and she needs at least one day, and I need one work day of there because I hate working, and I just love seeing her work for me, cleaning my stuff, doing this and that for me, and I really love her, but I like her doing stuff for me more, and that's why I mostly like her. But you know what? People say you have to be a better husband than just watching your wife work. Which is some people do, actually. But I'm just going to do this so then my wife can actually love me. And then she can, like, do more stuff for me. So then I don't have to do that. So if I ever want to scratch my head or my arm, she can, like, say... I can just, like, say, hey, scratch my arm. And then she scratch my arm or my hand or the back of my head and stuff. So because I'm very, very lazy fighting wars. And practicing fighting wars, which is sitting down and being quiet.
What?
That's... So what's the tea for me?
No. Okay.